After about a year of preparation, a homeless shelter opened in Lamoille County last week. But as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, it's not where organizers had planned. And the work to open cold weather emergency housing has turned out to be incredibly complicated.
The plan had been to open the Lamoille Community House in Hyde Park and operate the emergency shelter throughout the winter. But the zoning permit application process with the village of Hyde Park has dragged on for months. A permit was issued this week, but there's still a 30-day appeal period before the shelter can open its doors. And that's the best-case scenario, assuming no appeals are filed. Meanwhile, people with nowhere else to go are camping out in the cold.
I know where there's about 15 to 20 people that are out, still outside.
Brian Palmer has been trying to find people who are living in the woods around Morristown and Hyde Park to let them know the shelter plans have changed. Now it's being run out of the closed Plaza Hotel in Morristown. You'll hear the sound of a blues harmonica behind his voice. It's the ringtone on Palmer's phone. People were persistently trying to get in touch with Palmer while we talked in the parking lot outside the hotel. He had trouble turning the ringer off because the tips of his fingers are recovering from frostbite. Before the Plaza Hotel opened its doors, Palmer was sleeping in snowbanks.
Go in a snowbank and cover up.
Really?
Yeah, snow's warm.
Palmer was born and raised in Morristown. He grew up hunting and says he knows how to survive outside. But he says there are plenty of people in the woods without his experience. He says getting the word out about the new shelter location is one thing, but some people are also reluctant to accept the help.
And there's so much help that people will give them. And I've tried and tried and tried. I'm also like want a rope and just drag them to bring it. I said, you got all this help.
Palmer was given the job of chief marketer by shelter manager Jackie Maurer.
It's really cold out, and to be homeless and living outside in winter in Vermont is an emergency.
Last winter, Maurer was a volunteer with an interfaith coalition that offered shelter and religious sanctuaries around the county. Lamoille County Sheriff Roger Marcoux got involved with the group and came up with an alternative solution, the one currently slogging through the zoning process. His department owns property across from the sheriff's office in Hyde Park Village. The department uses the property's garages and other outbuildings for storage and vehicle maintenance. But there's also a small house the department wasn't using.
Meanwhile, I'm heating this building, and it just seemed to make a lot of sense to maybe have one location that these people could stay.
And that's how the Lamoille Community House came to be. Last winter, Marcoux got an informal nod of approval from the village and opened the door for the interfaith group to set up the shelter.
I think we had maybe 600 bed nights of use, and it was very rewarding for all of us to help folks out that were in need.
It worked out so well that Marcoux and the Interfaith Coalition spent the warmer months formalizing the arrangement. The Sheriff's Department fronted the money to renovate the house. They formed an official committee, signed a contract with a shelter organization in Barrie to act as fiscal sponsor, applied for grants, and hired staff. They're also coordinating with local social service agencies. Marcoux says the zoning process has been especially frustrating since it's not a controversial issue in the village. Meanwhile, Marcoux met with Howard Minosh, owner of a closed hotel in Morristown. Minosh agreed to open up hotel rooms until a valid Hyde Park permit is in hand. Morristown's zoning office has said as long as there's some amount of money exchanging hands, the state rooms and meals tax is paid, and hotel occupancy rules are followed, the shelter can operate under its current zoning status. That's good news for Brian Palmer and the other people he's met and helped out of the woods in Lamoille County.
Being a Vermonter, you survive. It's not like you just came out of the city. Don't throw them out in the woods. They won't last.
For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.